Hi, welcome to English for You. My name is Ben.
I'm Kat.
All right, so Kat, today our topic is food.
Yay!
Now, yeah, so do you have any kind of favorite foods, or what do you like to eat?
Do I have any favorite foods? Of course I do. It's really hard to choose, though. Like, I don't know, the other day I went to a place that does paninis.
Oh,
Italian food is good.
It's amazing.
Japanese food, although I can't eat much of it anymore because I'm vegetarian.
Oh.
There's a lot of food. And, like, Taiwan, I feel like, is a place for really good food.
Yeah, it feels really international. You can find really any kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's Mexican food. It's my favorite is Mexican.
Mm.
But I wish I could find some more Mexican restaurants. But,
oh,
yeah.
I know of a few good ones. I could tell you later.
Yeah, well,
yeah, all right. But, you know what else is a country that has a lot of different food choices is the U.S.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. U.S., we have everything there, pretty much Mexican food. It's pretty widespread, really.
Yeah, of course. So. And, of course, there's also Chinese food. But I don't think it's the kind of Chinese food that people think of here.
Really?
Or closer to China or in China,
I think my experience is that the Chinese food in America is really oversauced. It's really too much soy sauce. They have their own kind of sauce there, and it's really different. So.
It is really different. They have totally different dishes that you won't really find here, and sometimes the dishes you find here, you won't find there. So let's find out what we're talking more about, and why is Chinese food so different in the U.S. Let's read the article. Reading.
The story behind American Chinese restaurants. If you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant in the U.S., you might have noticed something odd. Sometimes the food there is quite different from the food you find in China or Taiwan. The reason dates back to 1882. That year, a law was passed that made it difficult for Chinese people to go to the U.S. However, there was an exception. Chinese-American business owners were permitted to bring workers back with them when they visited China. In 1915, restaurants were added to the list of businesses covered by this rule. Suddenly, the number of Chinese workers coming to the U.S. shot up, and the number of Chinese restaurants, too. The food served in these restaurants was mostly influenced by southern Chinese cuisines, especially food from Guangdong. However, it ended up looking very different from its original form. Today, Chinese-American food is a favorite choice of meal in the U.S. It's often associated with the classic Chinese takeout container. Though this box isn't used in China, it has become a symbol of Chinese food in Western countries.
All right, so if you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant in the U.S., you might have noticed something odd.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could find odd, but let's look at that word there. So odd is something that does not look like what you are supposed to be seeing. Now, for example, foreigners in Taiwan, they might see pig blood, and that might seem odd to them.
Yeah.
They might say, whoa, what is that? As it's different cultures have different things that are unique to them or different that might seem odd to them.
Yeah.
Now, it's not used in a bad way. It's to say something that we're not used to seeing. It's just saying a little something is different than what we're used to seeing. Yeah.
Mm.
So here's another example. Now, in the U.S., we like to play football. Now, football is like gananshou, but it's used in kind of Australia or New Zealand as rugby, which when we see that seems odd to us because it's played in a completely different way.
Yeah, and people aren't wearing a whole bunch of armor. Yeah,
they
get hurt a lot more.
They're more brave. Yeah, I definitely respect that. So here's another example sentence. Now, people in the United States find it odd that drivers drive on the right-hand side in England.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. I guess I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah.
But anyway, if Chinese food in the U.S. seems odd, I wonder why. Well, the article says sometimes the food there is quite different from the food you find in China or Taiwan.
Yeah, it is. Now, the reason dates back to 1882.
Oh, it's over 100 years.
Yeah, well, we're going way back. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at that word. We have dates back to. Now, this means a date going back to the past. So we're looking all the way when something first started. So here's an example sentence. Now, everyone knows baseball. Baseball is played everywhere. Yeah, baseball. Taiwan is really good with baseball, by the way. And baseball dates all the way back to the 1800s. So it's lasted a very long time. It's been played for centuries, many years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a popular sport for that long. So that's when it began. And this, this reason for Chinese food being the way it is in the U.S. began in 1882. That year, a law was passed that made it difficult for Chinese people to go to the U.S. Yeah, and that was called the Chinese Exclusion Act. And that was a really very racist law.
Very. Anyway, let's cut to our next segment.
All right, in this sentence, we see an interesting kind of grammar pattern. We say that the law made it difficult for Chinese people to come to America. Now, when you say make something difficult or make something adjective for somebody or something to verb or to do something, so make it difficult for Chinese people to come to the U.S., this it is a placeholder. It's not standing for anything else in the sentence, but it means something kind of like the situation, so making the situation difficult. It means that if it was easy before for Chinese people to come to the U.S., after the new law, it is difficult. The law created a difficult situation. What is difficult after this? Chinese people going to the U.S. Some other examples might be, the weather made it hard for us to have our picnic. Or, our teacher made it easy for us to learn English because she made it fun. You'll notice I use hard and easy. We often use adjectives talking about how hard or easy something is in this structure. Make it hard, make it easy, make it difficult, make it simple. So yeah, it was a law or an act that made it really difficult for people who, from China to go to the U.S. However, what was interesting about that?
It's interesting because the article says there was an exception.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so let's find out what that means. Now, exception means that something other than what is normally not permitted, someone is allowed to do. So it's kind of like an escape. You're allowed to do something which is not normally allowed to do. Yeah. So, for example, there could be an exception that everyone must take a certain test unless they have a 90% or above on their grades. So if you get those grades, you have an exception to not take the test. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it means that there's some cases where Chinese people could come to the U.S. more easily?
Yeah, that's what it seems to find out. Oh. That's what it seems to be like, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, exceptions are used to say something is outside the norm.
Yeah.
So what we were saying, yeah. So here's another example. Now, in baseball, there's a rule that says all 9 batters must bat. However, there's an exception that the pitcher can be substituted for someone else. Yeah.
Okay.
Exception, yeah.
Cool.
Exception there. Strange for sports. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right. Now, what was the exception? I guess that's an important thing to know, especially if you are a Chinese American or a Chinese person wanting to come to America. Chinese American business owners were permitted to bring workers back with them when they visited China. Now, that is a pretty big exception. That's something that you could say like, oh, I own a business, and so I need such and such number of workers. And maybe those workers could be people you know, friends, family, who knows? As long as they claim that they're working for you.
Oh, that's tricky, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, maybe this exception actually opened a lot of doors for people. But anyway, what are we talking about with business owners here? When you talk about somebody being a business owner, an owner is a noun for a person that owns something. It means they have the legal right to it and it is theirs. So the verb is own, O-W-N, and then you add E-R onto that, you get owner. Now, if you want to say, this car is mine in a little bit of a more formal way, you could say, I'm the owner of this car. Or if you own a business, like they're talking about in this sentence, it means you are the person who has, you know, basically the business and you can buy and sell parts of it, which would be called shares or stocks or something like that. And when you own the business, you also have the right to sell it or close it or do whatever you want because it's yours. Now, an example sentence of this might be, the owners of the house decided to sell it when they wanted to move to a bigger place. Oh. So yeah, when we talk about somebody being the owner of something, yeah. it's usually something kind of important.
Yes, very a lot of power, control. They own something, so that's definitely something big.
Yeah.
Now, we have another word we just saw there, which is permitted. Now, permitted means allowed to. You're allowed to do something. It's a more stronger way of saying you're allowed to do something. So, for example, children can be permitted, allowed to, permitted to go on a school trip if they have a signature by their parents. Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's another example sentence to look at. Now, this school year, boys in Taiwan are permitted to wear skirts as their uniforms for the first time. So they're allowed to wear these. Yeah.
I did hear about that. Yeah, like a Banqiao High School, somewhere like that. So, yeah, they were permitted to bring workers back with them from China. Now, in 1915, restaurants were added to the list of businesses covered by this rule. Okay, so not only could you be, you know, a grocery store owner or maybe a person who owns a laundry store or something like that, but you could also own a restaurant. Now, when we say it's covered by this law, cover is a verb that usually means to put something completely over something else, so you can't see the thing underneath. But in this case, it's a little bit different. It means that the thing we're talking about is part of a group of things a rule or law is about. If a rule covers something, it just means that that rule is about this thing and also some other things. So this rule might cover restaurants, it might cover, you know, the other business types I talked about, grocery stores, laundromats, things like that. These were known for being kind of common businesses for Chinese owners to have during this time in the U.S. Now, if you want an example sentence for cover, you could say, our teacher asked us not to bring electronics to class. The rule covers phones, smartwatches, and tablets. So that means the rule includes those things. It might include some other things, but those are the main ones. So yeah, we see that this law, you know, it was pretty restrictive, but there were some exceptions for business owners, and then this restaurants being covered by it or being included in the list of businesses that you could do as a Chinese person in the U.S., I think that must have opened up a lot of opportunities for people.
It did, yeah. As we see, suddenly the number of Chinese workers coming to the U.S. shot up, and the number of Chinese restaurants, too.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's look at today's pocket phrase word, shot up.
Pocket phrase, go!
Konnichiwa, 大家好。 大家听到我阿Kira要跟志玲姐姐在台南结婚呢， 大家都想要去看看我们的世纪婚礼。 婚礼结束之后呢， 我看报道， 嘿，すごい， 那阵子哦， 台南的饭店变得好贵好贵呢。 The accommodation fee shot up by 25%。 哎呀，真是哦，谢谢大家的支持啊！ Shoot 呢，就是把子弹呢，或是把箭射出去，所以呢， shoot up， 想象一下呢，你手中的冲天炮 shoot， 所以呢，就表示急速增长、快速提高，就像呢旺季期间的台南的这个饭店一样，贵松松啊！
All right, so shot up means the number, something rose very quickly in a short time, like a rocket to the moon. It just shot up like that. So, here's an example. The amount of foreign exchange students coming to Taiwan shot up in 2019.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did actually. Yes, it means the number of foreign exchange came here to study was a lot much more than last year.
I wonder what caused that. Do you think maybe there's some better scholarships?
I think more scholarships, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Reason. I think Taiwan is a really attractive place to study because, you know, it's got a really good system here, decent weather most of the year.
Exactly, good environment.
Yeah, and you can study Chinese in traditional characters.
I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of more foreigners want to learn Chinese. It's really being pushed in school. Because when I was in high school, we didn't learn Chinese, but now all these high schools are learning Chinese. So it goes to college levels.
Yeah, it's seen it as a very important language these days. Anyway, I mean, as we know, Chinese became important in food as well in the U.S. So we're talking about Chinese-American restaurants now. This is how they came about. The food served in these restaurants was mostly influenced by southern Chinese cuisines, especially food from Guangdong. Okay, so things like I don't know, maybe chow mein.
And different fried rice dishes,
like really fried chicken dishes.
Yeah, maybe a little spicy kind of food.
Yeah,
too.
I always think of sesame seed pork.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. And all sorts of things. So, yeah, if you go to southern China, you might see things that are somewhat similar to Chinese American food. Yeah. And when we say it's mostly influenced by this, mostly is an adverb. You know it's an adverb because it has ly at the end, which means all but a small part, or the most important parts of this thing are like this. So maybe 90%? Maybe, I don't know, a very, very big majority of the Chinese people who were opening restaurants were influenced by, like, Guangdong cuisine, maybe because they were from there. Now, if you say mostly, sometimes you can use it instead of almost. Like, if you say, I'm mostly finished with my homework, means I only have a few questions left. You could also say, I'm almost finished with my homework. But not always. For example, when saying, there are mostly girls in my class, we can't say almost. If you say, there are almost girls in my class, it means there aren't any girls in your class right now, but there might be pretty soon. Yeah. Totally different meaning. So be careful how you use mostly. Now, here's an example of how to use it right. My friends and I enjoy many fun things, but mostly we go out to eat together.
Okay. Yeah, so going out to eat together. Now we're introduced to a word called cuisine. Yes,
and looks
so special.
And that has to do with going out to eat.
Exactly. Now, cuisines are like foods from different countries. For example, in Italy, cuisine, Chinese cuisine. So it's used to express the culture and the food from where it comes from.
And Chinese American cuisine, or, you know, even things that are kind of like fusion cuisines, where it's two different cultures.
We have Tex-Mex in the United States.
Texas, Mexico. Or even Pacific Rim, which I think is kind of like a fusion of Asian and Polynesian, like Hawaiian and American too.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Cuisines, where we come from, and just mixing all these cultures together to form different foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's always new ways to eat.
Yes.
However, it being Chinese food, ended up looking very different from its original form. Okay, so we've already discussed a little bit. You think it's very saucy.
Yeah, very too saucy, I think. I can't stand it, honestly.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it okay, but I think the more time I spend here, the more weird it becomes to me.
Yeah, just when I went back over there, I just could not eat it at all. It was just completely different, I think.
Well, a lot of people do like it, though.
That's true. So it's taste of everyone's personal taste, really.
Yep.
So anyway, today Chinese-American food is a favorite choice of meal in the United States.
Absolutely.
Yeah, different tastes.
Yeah. It's often associated with the classic Chinese takeout container. Yeah, this Chinese takeout container, if you've ever seen one, it's like a white box. It kind of goes up like this and has a wire holder at the top. And it usually has a kind of a picture stamped in red. Yeah. I don't exactly know what they are.
Like a temple or a dragon.
Something looking Chinese. Or it could be the name of the restaurant.
No.
Anyway, we've got this word associate in this sentence. So let's find out what that means right now. When we talk about associating things, associate is a verb that means two things go together in your mind, or in the minds of most people, we should say. For example, a lot of people associate cats and dogs because they are pets that are often with each other. They might not get along, they might get along. Another thing we associate is phones with messages, like sending messages is something you do with your phone. If you say summer, somebody might associate that with heat, or they might associate it with things you do in the summer, like swimming, going to the beach, or relaxing at home in the air conditioning. If you say winter, they might think of cold things, or being warm by the fire and drinking hot drinks. When people think of Chinese-American food, though, their association, that's the noun, is the Chinese takeout box, that little white box we were just talking about. Here's another example. I often associate Disney movies with my childhood, since I watched a lot of them as a kid.
All right, we have another word we just saw, which is takeout.
Takeout.
Now, America's people really like to eat takeout food. Mm-hmm. They can call it, order it, which means food and you eat outside of the restaurant.
Yep.
So we can call and order takeout, or we can just... there's another thing, too. Fast food people, when you go to eat fast food, that's not really takeout when people say, why die? It's more like get it to go. So that's a big difference. Yeah, da bao.
Yeah.
So takeout's more like calling the restaurant, then grabbing it. Then you go. So that's takeout.
Yeah. So it's kind of like delivery, but doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, another word we have here is container, which is the box that we mentioned to put the food in. Like the classic container we see in the U.S. is a plastic foldable box that we just mentioned that carries noodles or rice, and it's filled to the top with food.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got the little carrier, so it's easy to carry around. And usually you can just keep the box in your fridge. Yeah. You have to take the food out if you want to heat it back up, though, because the wire will catch on fire in the microwave. You don't want that to happen. So, though this box isn't used in China, it's become a symbol of Chinese food in Western countries. So, if you see this little white box with a red picture on it, you're thinking Chinese takeout.
Oh, that is definitely a clear symbol in food-wise, yeah. Now, a symbol is what something stands for.
Mm-hmm.
For example, flag is a symbol of a country.
Yep.
It is used to show a bigger meaning of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, there's another symbol, for example, like a dove. Or white bird is a symbol for peace, as well as the peace sign.
Peace sign.
Yeah.
I mean, this could symbolize a few different things. I think
it means
victory for some people.
Yes, it does.
In the UK, it could be kind of offensive.
Yeah. There's many different symbols. Yeah. You can see them every day. When you raise your hand, you want to ask a question, or just everyday symbols.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So here's an example sentence. The heart is a symbol for love.
Yeah.
Simple one there we have, too.
Yeah, this shaped heart. I don't think they want to see the actual heart.
Oh, no. Yeah, that could be a little too much. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's all we have for today's article. We're going to talk more about that in day two and talk more about what you can kind of expect to see in a Chinese-American restaurant. But for now, we are going to go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, so let's bring this to our For You chat question. Yeah, so now, Kat, have you ever been to a Chinese restaurant in another country? And what was the food like?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
I used to live in the U.S., so I've had plenty of that Chinese-American food. I've had that, kind of oversauced chicken and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I also went to Germany last October, and I actually went to a Chinese restaurant in Germany, believe it or not. It was pretty good, I have to say. We were able to find some things that were kind of familiar to us. The menu was in both Chinese and German. So Chinese being the more familiar language, we ordered in Chinese. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I've only had in the United States, I believe. But once again, I think there's a lot of China buffets that we have in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And
buffets,
it's different.
Buffets.
Yeah, it's kind of different buffets because I know in Taiwan we have the buffets like you pay for how much you take.
Mm.
But in the United States, their buffet is more as you pay one price. So it could be like $15 or $12. And then you eat as much as you want.
Exactly.
So I know people like my uncle or so, they just stay there for a long time and keep eating. And
you could just stay there all day.
If you wanted to, yeah.
And in fact, to make it worth the price, you probably should eat a lot.
Yeah, you'll get, definitely makes them up for it. So that's the buffet, my experience there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Chinese buffets, we definitely have those too. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for today, and that means we're going to see you for day two. For English For You, I'm Kat.
And I'm Ben.
See you tomorrow.
Take care.
The story behind American Chinese restaurants. If you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant in the U.S., you might have noticed something odd. Sometimes the food there is quite different from the food you find in China or Taiwan. The reason dates back to 1882. That year, a law was passed that made it difficult for Chinese people to go to the U.S. However, there was an exception. Chinese-American business owners were permitted to bring workers back with them when they visited China. In 1915, restaurants were added to the list of businesses covered by this rule. Suddenly, the number of Chinese workers coming to the U.S. shot up, and the number of Chinese restaurants too. The food served in these restaurants was mostly influenced by southern Chinese cuisines, especially food from Guangdong. However, it ended up looking very different from its original form. Today, Chinese-American food is a favorite choice of meal in the U.S. It's often associated with the classic Chinese takeout container. Though this box isn't used in China, it has become a symbol of Chinese food in Western countries.
Vocabulary review.
Odd. Did you hear that odd sound? I don't know what it was. Owner. The owner of the company decided to open 2 new stores and hire some people to run them. Permit. The rules do not permit cooking food in this park. Please put that fire out. Mostly. The weather here is mostly good, but there are some cold, wet days. Associate. Rice is often associated with Asian countries, although it's eaten everywhere in the world. Symbol. The kangaroo is probably the most famous Australian animal and is sometimes used as a symbol of the country.
智慧小补帖.
Exception. Cuisine. Container.